This is a Discovery Health podcast. This podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting. Present, demonstrate, train, or collaborate with people anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. Try GoToMeeting free. Visit gotomeeting.com/discoveryhealth. For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson. Welcome back to our Discovery Health podcast. And this week, joining us once again, Discovery Health's chief medical correspondent for nutrition and fitness, Dr. Pam Peek. Hello, Dr. Peek.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to have you with us once again. This week, wanted to talk to you about something that I think everyone is confronted with, whether you're looking at a television or ads or you just walk out the front door. But we hear a lot about, of course, there's food that's good for us to eat, all the nice vegetables and grains and everything. And then there are a lot of miracle cures we hear about, or weight loss cures, and they really run the gamut. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, again, you've heard me rant and rave about this 400 different which ways, but there is no miracle cure for anything, let alone weight. If that was true, let's just say the United States would look a little different right now, and so would the rest of the world. So that being said, people are still always desperate. They want to find that little extra edge. Nothing substitutes for a healthy lifestyle. Nothing. That means getting up and being physically active through the day. That means eating whole foods, whole vegetables, fruits, as well as whole grains. I'm sorry, but that's just the bottom line. Everything else I'm going to talk about would basically supplement that, if indeed it has any credibility. For instance, a lot of people are out there going into supplement stores and spending a boatload of money on every kind of crazy, you know, supplement that espouses to be able to help you drop a few. The grand majority of them have absolutely no credibility whatsoever. And of the ones that have a little bit of credibility, I'm certainly not going to help you drop a huge amount of weight, for instance. Let me give you an example. One of the things that people have seen as a potential credible source of this is green tea, believe it or not. And I'm here to tell you that green tea actually is a winner. It's very, very good. Number one, it has very potent antioxidant effects. But the other piece to it is that there is some evidence that it has increased your average fat oxidation rates. And that's 17% higher than if you did this with a placebo in many of the studies that were done. What in heaven's name does that mean? That simply means it makes your body a little bit more efficient at dropping a few. Well, that's pretty cool. No, but I must tell you that it works best when you augment it and you do it right along with moderate intensive exercise. Right? So there is a little bit of credibility to that, and I thought that was neat. At the same time, green tea improves your insulin sensitivity and your glucose tolerance. And so what's not to love there? Green tea on the overall is really quite wonderful. It has many, many health benefits. And a question I get asked a lot, Will, is, gosh, how much am I supposed to drink here? You know, like, am I supposed to have a tsunami of this stuff, or, you know, what are we doing here? Grand majority of the studies that have been done have shown that anywhere between 4 and 5 cups a day. Now, I don't mean those gargantuan venti level, you know, cups. I just mean, you know, 6 ounces, 8 ounces should do the trick quite nicely to be able to get your optimum health benefits.
Okay.
And that's green tea.
Okay. And so one thing to keep in mind, green tea does have caffeine though, right? Is that an issue for some people? Or?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Let's look at the amount of caffeine in green tea. If I were to go to a classic coffee bar or something and order just an average size, you know, one of those cups of coffee, I'm usually going to get somewhere around 200 milligrams of caffeine. That's enough to kind of wake you up, right? Actually, green tea has about 40.
Okay.
So, you know, let's put it in perspective. Yes, you are going to get some, but to be perfectly blunt with you, it ain't a lot. Yeah. So there's not a whole lot to worry about there. Now, that being said, if you have heart disease and if you're really watching, you know, your blood pressure and your caffeine intake, I mean, you know, if I'm telling you to have about 4 cups of this a day, obviously it will be spread out throughout the day, but it's still, it's 40 times 4,
right.
You know, you're up to 160. So you have to kind of use your own, you know, judgment and look at your own unique situation to understand how this works.
Okay, but we'll give green tea a thumbs up then. Let's hear about some others that might be...
Let's look quickly at another one, and that is something called goji juice. Now, goji juice, and that's G-O-J-I juice, for people trying to follow along, is known as a wolfberry, and this is from China. And this is very interesting. It has not been studied anywhere near as much as green tea, especially in the United States, et cetera. Most of the studies we have are Chinese. Nothing wrong with that except for the fact they use different ways of being able to look at this. And so we have to try to, you know, interpret this. The bottom line with this is it has been used forever. Studies in Tibetan and Chinese medicine. Does it have anything to do with weight loss whatsoever? In preliminary studies, the answer is no. No. So if you're drinking goji juice and thinking you're going to drop a few, it ain't going to happen. The next thing is, it's basically an immune booster. And from the preliminary studies we've seen, it has some very good antioxidant qualities. But quite frankly, other than that, and having some carotenoids, remember vitamin A and that good old improve your vision stuff, there's some preliminary evidence that it may actually help prevent issues with your eyes, like macular degeneration. But it's not going to help you drop a few here. So, you know, that's a thumbs down for the big, you know, drop a few, and it will definitely give you some antioxidants, no question about that. And another one that has been brought up quite a bit is the acai, and that's the heart of palm. That's the A-C-A-I. And this is a Central and South American berry. It's about the size of a grape. And what we've been able to find here is that, once again, you're not going to drop a lot of weight on this one. The studies have shown clearly that that does not happen. Does it have, however, antioxidant qualities? The answer is absolutely yes. And it's interesting. It's got it, but it's not as great as, say, for instance, guava, mulberry, passion fruit, and pineapple, interestingly enough. And grapes have more than the acai. Strawberries have more. Mango has more. So it's sort of in between there. Definitely has antioxidant qualities, but the answer is no, you're not going to lose weight with this. And those are some of the more classic ways of doing this.
Okay. So in general, beware the miracle weight loss cure.
Got it. No magic pill out there, Will.
Okay. All right. It's Dr. Pam Peek. Thanks again, once again, for being here with us and telling us this useful information.
You got it.
And Dr. Pam Peek is Discovery Health's Chief Medical Correspondent for Nutrition and Fitness. And for Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson. This podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting, the easy, secure, cost-effective online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can hold meetings over the internet, give sales presentations, product demos, and training sessions right from your PC with multiple remote participants in multiple locations. Try GoToMeeting free. Visit GoToMeeting.com/discoveryhealth.